good lashon hara.
Right.
Mamish good lashon. But then as I was walking now, somebody just gave me. This week I was Masada Kedush in Yerushalayim. It's the first time ever in Yerushalayim. So I looked into this. So somebody was watching it, and he wrote up all the different. He wrote up like an itinerary as I walked in. Just now he handed this to me. 57 points. Huh? No, this is the 57 points that he saw at the chuppah. So I know. But I think I'll tell you why I think it's a big tayelis, because I've noticed that most of the I think mitzvah. Everybody here is going to get married. So the mela, you're going to go there. You don't know what to do b'chal. Right? Now, so that doesn't mean, you know, so anybody here who's married already should probably leave. Right? Because you probably feel like, you know, okay. But they were talking, there's 57 points. That's what it seems to say. There are 57 points. You need to know what's going on. It's not just enough that the Masada Kedushin, actually, I'll tell you an interesting thing. The Masada Kedushin really doesn't need to know that much. Right? His job is really very, very small. His job is just to be Masader, that everybody else knows what's going on. That the Eidim know what's going on. That the Chassidim know what's going on. So what do you think? I think it's a big tale, so we should talk about this. But what about, I had a whole shit about Lashon Hara. Maybe talk about it next week. What do you think? Is it a big tale? No, what do you think? Sounds good?
We'll
no?
We'll get married.
You're all going to get married, right? And who knows? Maybe it's like a skula. Maybe it's even a skula. You'll get married or something. No? So let's go. I'll try as I go. I didn't look at it yet because Mamish just now gave it to me. But let's go in order. All right, some of these things speak to Masada Kedushin. Like the first one, never be Masada Kedushin unless you have no choice, etc., etc. Unnecessary stress. But okay, fine. You don't need to hear. But let's go Keseder. All the different things that I, at least Lamashal, I'll try to speak some of the things that I encountered this week. Lamashal. A few things you have to know. First of all, being Makadish, right, requires Das. That means that a person, when most of the events that will be taking place during the Chasana are not just rituals. They're not just Hanhagas, you know, like the Moshel. Taking off all your values of Erech. You know, there's a Zaminig that you take off, you know, jewelry and cufflinks and all gold things, and taking off the watch and taking things out of the pocket. That's a Minig. That's minig. The photographers are extremely makrid on this minig. Right? They tell you they're usually their cloud nowadays in charge of the chasana, and they tell you when we go down to the chuppah. Right? So the Masada tells you, we get with the right foot. So you go with the right foot. That's how you start walking. Right? You start with the right foot. But the person, the cameraman, and them, they tell you take out all the things from your pockets, which is a beautiful minig. I don't know. I didn't have that minig. Right? When I got married, my Masada Kedushin, he didn't tell me to do that. And in those days, the Masada Kedushin were charge of the chasanas, but whoever has the minig, and now that's the minig of Gans Klai, so you should do it, right? But that's minig. Then there are certain things, which is the etzim hachasana. For example, the bedekin, right? The bedekin. The Rama brings down a shita. This is all these things are brought lalacha. We're chayshish for these things. That's why we do it. We hold that the bedekin, when you're going to take the veil and you cover your kala, so we hold that's chuppah. It's a shayla in the paiskim. How could you do the chuppah before the kedushin? It's a big shayla in the paiskim. But you see, they're dealing with that shayla. Which means that at that point you have to have a kavanah. You have to have a kavanah. I'm doing a ma'isa chuppah. I'm doing a kinyan. We're makbid, and you'll notice this at your own chasana, that the edim come to the bedekin. The edim at that point already, the ones that'll be the edim kedushin, they're going to be at the bedekin. They have to watch the ma'isa bedekin. You taking the bedekin. The truth is, you have to know that this is a machlekes, because in Hungary, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who is the Hungarian paisik, he brings down already that the bedekin was done by the rav. So obviously, if the bedekin is done by the rav, it's obviously not a ma'isa chuppah. It's obviously, if it's the rav who's doing it, then it's not. But l'ma'isa, the minig, I think nowadays, of everybody, I think it's the chasin badeks. The chasin badek means to cover, the deck, right? To cover. And I think the chasin does. So that's the first thing you have to know. When you go into the bedekin, to have kavanas kinyan for chuppah. I saw, right before the chuppah, I said to the chasin, I said, he was a little bit nervous, right? I said, okay, go cover her, right? And he was a little bit flustered. He said, why? I didn't. Then, so I said, okay, then I thought, he doesn't have. He said, that's one of the kinyanim of chuppah. Let's go keseda though. In America, and in roiv of the world, that means even in roiv Eretz Yisrael, the ksuva is done, meaning the kinyan. I'm going to explain in a minute exactly what the ksuva is. This is also, you have to know, you're being mishabed yourself something. You are taking on yourself an achrayis, a shibud of something that requires you, you're writing a shtar. You have to know what the shtar is being mishabed you. Could be b'di'evid, you know, it works if you didn't know, but of course that's not al chatchila. So most places in the world, in Chutz Laretz, in Bnei Brak also, except in Yerushalayim, most places in the world, they do the entire ksuva, the kinyan, that you are going to mishabed yourself to your wife, they do it before the chuppah. They do it at the chasin tish. They do it beforehand. Right? L'mashal, some things to keep in mind. This is not for you to keep in mind, I'll admit. But the one thing, I'll give an example, is they're going to come there. The Rav, beforehand, is going to write in all the names. The names is always the parsha to make sure the name is exact. Right? In this case, the name of the Bachar was a name that is a Jewish name that came out, nobody knows his Bachal's name. Right? It's a Jewish name that nobody uses Bachal. And everybody calls him by his English name. Right? So here, there is a Shail in the Paiskim. Do you add on to the Ksuva the English name? By us, over here, it's not Negeya. Because by us, Bederek Klal, even if the guy always goes by his English name, but everybody knows his Hebrew name, etc., etc. The Maisa, Bederek Klal, I'm saying, the person has a name. They call him, they call him John, for short. Right? His name is Yonason. It's a common thing, whatever. But the Derek Klal, everyone knows, and the Rebbeim call him Yoinesin, Mechule Vechule. Memela, that's why Kimat is not a Shaila, especially gets an Aliyah once a year. In this case, the Maisa, I looked into it, and his Rebbeim did know his name, so therefore that wasn't an issue. You know, Shraga Ben Yisrael Tzvi. There is one Nakuda here, is that this would be a reason, maybe, when they're writing in the name, that if you have a name like that, Ramesha in the Tshuva is makbid ma'oid to write the last names in the Ksuva. Because he says, look, this is a shtar, which is binding in a court of law. It's a shtar that's binding in a court of law and whatever and this, that. And therefore, since it's a shtar that's binding, so then a shtar would have to have more than just Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi. It would have to say Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi Kalis. And I must tell you that, be so bold to say, is probably, have a striker, probably Rev Friedman, Kalis for sure, it, on their Ksuvas, it doesn't have the last name. You'll check today. Probably doesn't have, because this is definitely not the minig. It's interesting. I'm not sure about Ruben. It's a little bit of a younger generation. I'm not sure. You got married where? In New York?
Oh, somebody was out of town.
What? Ah, mama's out of town.
If you're married out of town, it's something they did, because then people were used to not knowing Hebrew name.
Wow. I don't know if this was the minig. I don't know if it was the minig. Lemaisa, it's interesting. It's one of these places where if you look in the Paiskim, they all bring it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Moshe, all the great Paiskim, all the great, you know, the heavyweight champions of the world, they all say that you should have the last name, but I don't know. So here would be a case, though, that I would say it's Kedai anyways, not going to put the last name in. Come again? I don't know. You're tampering with the Ksuva. In Ksuva, you know, these are Inyanim HaPikabala also, right? Which, of course, I can't explain to all of you, obviously, right? Even though, of course, I understand it, right? But I can't explain it to you, right? Friedman, maybe after it, I'll talk to you. But Al-Kopanim, since these are Inyanim HaPikabala, Ichab Nervin. You know, the only place in the world, Ichab Nervin, is when I'm writing a Ksuva. That's it. That's the only time I have Nervin, right? Nervin means this, right? So that's the only time I have Nervin. But other than that, I wouldn't do it. What? I don't know, and I can't. I mean, I can't explain it. But Al Kapanim, there's something with Kabbalah and Ksuva, Fregnisht, okay? All I know is you bring to them a Kabbalah, the Chevet with the crystal balls, and you tell them, you know, they look at the Ksuva and they say, this name and this name, and there's fire coming out of the paper. And so I don't know, okay? But I do know, and I can't explain it. Vinish, don't get by. I only had four coffees this morning. Don't start with me today. So, Tachlis, so putting the name on, that would be an example. By the AIDS name, that's also more of a makim to be makvid. This, I think, is becoming much more popular, right? And the way you do it over here is you write Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi, Kalus, right? Eid. You don't write Mishpachas Kalus or this. You write Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi, Kalus, Eid. If your name is not Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi, Kalus, you shouldn't write it. But you write Shraga ben Yisrael Tzvi, Kalus, Eid. That's at the end of the Ksuva. And I just want to explain to you what is the Ksuva for a moment, because I see a lot of times Chassin, he has no clue. I'm going to pick up his yarmulke. I pick up his yarmulke, and what am I doing? Now I'm married to the eight. Or even better. Well, now I own the yarmulke. Ooh, it was kedai to come today. Right? Wonderful. And look at that, and you get a girl too. Unbelievable. The yarmulke and the girl, it's unbelievable. All in one day. Yeah, so what you're doing is like this. You can't read the shtar as Aramaic, right? So basically, you have to know you are being mishabed yourself to what it says in this shtar. The shtar says, Palchas Yaiser, that you promise to be mefarniser, right? So you'll figure out a way. You'll be responsible. You'll find a kailal that will pay you. And you'll figure out a way to be mefarniser, right? An oiker, I'll respect her. Yes, that's what it says in the Ksuva. An oiker, I will respect her. I'll be mechabit her, right? I won't say the stam chase the cop. I won't say that you stop making me mishig. No, so and that and mishabit myself. I'm also mishabit myself as chas v'shalom, one of the chas v'shalims, right? That I will pay out a certain amount, and if the other chas v'shalom, my estate will pay out v'chule. But you're being mishabit yourself. Now, what that means now is the aid is going to koine the two aid eksuva. One of the aid, he's going to be koine on behalf of the kala this shibud. So, for example, right, if I'm A, right, and Rabbi Stryker is getting married, right, so I would take out, you're getting married now, right?
I want
so
to use this.
No, no, to her. Okay. You're renewing your vows. Okay. So now, I'm going to give you my yarmulke. What is it? This is called Kalin Shel Koina. Why am I the Koina? No, people don't know that. I'm the Koina. Why am I the Koina? Because I'm the aid. And I'm being Koina, the Shebud, on behalf, I'm also witnessing this event, and I'm being Koina, the Shebud, on behalf of the Kala. So now, he is going to call you. He's a Kalim of the Koina, the owner. The Makna, the person who's giving the Shebud.
Maybe I can keep this.
Now it is. It's his yarmulke now, right? It's his yarmulke now, right? But he's being shopping himself now. All the chiyuvim of the ksuva. The farness his wife. He's going to respect his wife. You're mechayiv yourself in that, right? He picks it up to make the kinyan, and now with that he was mishabbing himself, right?
Machlekes is v'shoinim.
What?
Bring it back. I have to give it back.
You don't have to give it back. Right. It's yours. No, it's yours. Well,
sorry.
No, this isn't real. We're not really getting married. I'm sorry. You're married. You're a married man. You have children. Okay. Shut up. Oh, yeah. Tachlis. That never happened in here before. I'm sorry. We are not married.
There's no video in the basement.
There's no video. We are not married.
No camera in the basement.
Okay. Now, let's go back. Okay. So now, the tachlis is that that's done. That's what you're doing now. In general, in Yerushalayim, this is why I told you there are 57 things that happen in Schuppah that are different than the rest of the world. In Yerushalayim, that's not the minute. In Yerushalayim, they do the ksuva under the chuppah, which means very simply that the names were written in before. The names you always write in before. The date, in general, even in a chutzlar tzklatzin, even in a bnei bar klatzin, a chutzim Yerushalayim, the dates are written in before, are not written in before, simply because in that case over there was yoim shleishesar yoim barivi. That's how you write it. Barivi shleishesar yoim to the year of shivim va'arpa, whatever. So if I'm going to write in the date beforehand, let's say the chuppah goes late and the chuppah hits after shkia. It's only in this direction, but let's say the chuppah goes late and it's after shkia. Yeah. So now I have a major problem. The date on the star was on Wednesday, on shleishesar yoim. That's on the third. And now, when's the chuppah really taking place? Now, the chuppah doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is that, let's say, I didn't do the edim, the whole shtick and the whole business, especially in Yerushalayim, this is negeya. In Yerushalayim, where am I doing the ksuva? I'm doing it under the chuppah. So let's say the chuppah would have been at 8 o'clock. You know, shkia is at 7:50. So now, if I would write on this shtar, I set it up in the morning, so I come prepared to the chasana, and I wrote on it, shleishes ha'yoy, revi. So now I come to the chuppah. And when are the Edom actually making the Kenyan? At what point? Arbasar, on the 14th. That's called the Shtar Mukdem. This is Pasul. It's a very, very serious Shiloh. Rav Moshe was machmid on this. And that's why you don't write in the date. You don't write in the date. You write it in once you know it's going to be on which day it's going to be. At a Yushalayim Chasana, what they do is they do that whole business. The person who comes and reads the Ksuva, he reads it all the way down to the word Vikanina. Those are the magic words. That the aid says Vikanina. Kanina means, and I saw the Kenyan. So you don't, he doesn't read that word. Then they make the Kenyan, that which we spoke about. They'll do that to Chuppah. He makes the Kenyan. And now the eight signs that he saw, both eight them signed, the older eight signs first. And then afterward he finishes reading, and then the end. Now the halacha is that we're makbid that the chassin gives over the ksuva to the kala, and they watch an eight them sira. The eight them also have to watch this, the ksuva being given over. Okay, so that's the Indian, the ksuva. Let's go to the kedushin. That's the Indian ksuva. The only reason I'm mentioning the ksuva before the ksuva, the kedushin, is because, again, in Chutz Laaretz they do the ksuva at the Chazan Tish. I got Maimar Muzger. At this Chazan, not Maimar Muzger. We're up to Edim now. Had to be Kaveh Edim. Sulin Edim, for example. The first and foremost rule, and this is, you guys have to know this, because this week, the Marshal got messed up. Because the Edim didn't get messed up, Baruch Hashem, but you have a list of Kibudim. Kibudim is always a Parsha, whatever. Then at the end, you have two Edim also. Right? Sometimes people split up the Edim. They'll have Edik Suva, Edik Kedushin. I like to have all the same Edim, fine. But you have Edik Suva, Edik Kedushin. No, so now look like this. He gave me two Edom. The Edom's not there. The Edom's not there. No. So I told him, you got to give me now one of the backups. You have to make backups for Kibudim or whatever. So he has a backup list, but they didn't cheshbin. The backup list, they just give you a backup list. Right? They just give you a backup list, right? So even if before they asked him, this fellow over here, Rav Dugelberger, is he related to you? Oh, not Bechlal. Is Rav Dugelberger, is he related to you? Not Bechlal. Yeah, fine. But on the backup list, The backup list, you think to yourself, is for brachas and this, that. And a person who's an experienced Masada Kedusha, so he's going to ask two questions. An inexperienced Masada Kedusha, he's going to ask one question and he might mess up. Okay? Watch what happens. He's going to come, you're going to say, no, they give you the backup. What happened at this chassid? They give me the backup. So he says, no, are you related? So the first one, it was an easy one. You heard the story, right? The first one was an easy one. The first one, it was a first cousin, a checkmate. Checkmate, first cousin, that's a psul and edis, the end. So I said, you're out. He's the first cousin. Now they meant backup as a whatever, right? The second one, he said, are you related? No, not related. Okay, Gavaldi, an inexperienced Masada Kedusha. Right? I'm saying a person makes a mistake question. So that would be it. That was the only question he would ask. Okay? And the chassan certainly is not going to think that they ask anything else. Right? And so I asked him, so what's your connection? You know, like, what's your business? I just told you I'm not related. Okay? What do you want to know? If I have an iPhone, what do you want from me? So I said, listen, you know, I know what I'm doing. You know, what's your shaychus over here? He says, well, I'm the shadchin's husband. Okay? I said, you're out. Apostle Aegis. Hello? Apostle Aegis, you're out. Yeah. Why is he out? Rabbi Yankiv, Zichron Levracha, used to apostle such an aid. Right? And this is a double chiddush, it's a double whammy. Why? Because the Shadchan has a Negias Mammon. Why does he have a Negias Mammon? Already he got paid already. You have to pay the Shadchan at the bar. His job is done once you get engaged, right? But no, it's not so simple. The Shadchan wants you to get married. You see? You understand? It doesn't look good for Shadchan that, you know, he has an agia that you should get married. Even if, let's say, he wouldn't have to give back the money because his job was just to bring you to the point of engagement, right? But it's lo naim. It's not gishmak if you guys get disengaged, number one. Number two, it's not the... Some most people, a lot of times, the Shadchan, he gives back the thing after you get disengaged. He's not happy about this and whatever. So he has an agia now. And the Mela Rabbi Yankiv, and I say Rabbi Yankiv, you know, when you have a psak which is from Shulchan Aruch, you say Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. It is a chiddush. It is a chiddush over here, but Avad, it's something that you'd like to be makbid on. Now, this was actually a funny story, because, I mean, funny, but for some of us. But so at the Chazon Tish, I said, reality. He said, why? He said, hey, he said, ah, I never realized that. And at the Chazon Tish, there's a fellow sitting right next to me. He says to me, what? Right? My Shadchan was the aid. I said, we'll talk after. Now, I'm saying, you have to know that, you know, it's a chiddush of Rabbi Yankiv, but it is definitely something that Avada, you're supposed to be makbid on. Why wouldn't the person be makbid on this when it's talking about the Heilika Kedushin to be makbid? Let me get invited. The next thing is, okay, the basic things, you put the Efer on the Makam HaTfilin. After the Bedekin, you came back now, you put the Efer on the Makam HaTfilin, right? You have one friend, he smokes, and you make sure he smokes very fast, and he gets all the Efer, and he puts it on your head. As he's putting it on your head, you say, Imashkecheich Yushalayim, as most of the Sanim don't know this, he's supposed to say the words, Imashkecheich Yushalayim, Tishkachemini, Tzbachdashayim, you say the whole thing, you can sing it if you like, have it, whatever you want. Now, afterward,
what is that?
Sorry?
When do you do that?
You put that you do after the Badekin, and then afterwards you put on the kittel, hakol kefi min hagai, whatever your minig is. My minig is just to wear the kittel without anything else, right? Some people have the minig, they wear the kittel with an overcoat, right? Some people have the kittel tucked in under their jacket, whatever, hakol kefi the minig, right? I think in the olden days we used to wear the kittel over, and that was it. You wore the kittel?
I wore a jacket.
You wore a jacket over? Okay, and it was 800 degrees, and it was 800 degrees.
I smoked a cigarette, put on my own.
I smoked a cigarette, put on that. As I was walking down to the aisle.
What's the thing about the when they bring in the husband?
Sorry?
When they bring in the husband, like in front of the column.
That's the bedekin.
It's not about the chuppah of the bedekin.
No. The Bedekin was when he covered the veil. That we spoke about. That was when he covered the veil. That we spoke. Now, Kapanim, the. Let me get right to that, boy. So the. Okay, so now he comes down again. He puts on the kittel. That's the minig. The minig is that your father, or somebody, a person doesn't have a father, whatever. Somebody, the Masada is malbushim the kittel. I heard from the Ger Rebbe, Merdik Gavar. He said this is the. It's a Merdik lesson. We tell a person that this is the last time that someone else is going to be malbushu a kittel. Yeah, but they'll be able to take it off. The next time someone's malbushu the kittel, it stays on forever. Right? And it's a very big lesson. A person, when he's starting life, it's a very big lesson that a person starting out in life, he has to realize that this is, you know, it's a serious thing. So he goes now down to the chuppah. The parents walk him down. It's not maimer muzger. If people have problems and issues, divorced parents and this and that, all different issues that come up, most issues of Shashvinim, of the people, the untafirs, the people that walk you down, most issues can be solved if the two fathers walk down and the two mothers walk down. It's not maimer muzger. It's much easier when you have issues. Sometimes you have issues. You have parents that don't get along. You have this, that, all different things that come up. When you have two father's walking down. The American Shemitah is not like that. The mother and father walk down. My mother and father walked me down. But if a person has issues, this is a very easy way to get out of issues. The two fathers, the two mommy bears walk down, the two daddy bears walk down. It definitely makes it much easier when it comes to issues. But that's not my Marmuska. They walk down, they come down to the chuppah. Agav at the chuppah. The chuppah is a real thing. Sorry?
Chuzzle walks down first.
The basics, the cameraman takes care of. That's not my problem. But the Agav at the Chuppah, right? Rabbi Weinberg will tell you, the Chuppah is a Tzuras HaPesach. The halach of a Tzuras HaPesach means that you have to have Lechem Mikan, stick on one side, stick on one side, and Kana Gabeim. At this, how many times have you ever heard, I passel the Chuppah at this Chasana? That was, I get one of these. I passel the Chuppah. I'm the first dude in the history. I passel the Chuppah. I said, No, because the Tzuras HaPesach was Minatzad. Minatzad means, if you have a Lechi over here, one day we'll learn Erevim together, don't we? You have a Lechi over here, give me Minatzad. Give me the Kana Agabeim. Give me the Kana Agabeim. No. One second. Agabeim is supposed to be like this. Right? It's supposed to be like this. The things on top. This was like this, Minatzad. That's not called the Tzuras HaPesach. Right? That's not called Tzuras HaPesach. It has to be firm. There's no games. I went right there, straight to the chuppah. The guy told me in the history of his life, he's a wedding coordinator, he never ever in the history of his life saw anyone that passed the chuppah. Ever. Right? So that, they had to fix it up.
What? The handheld chuppah?
Handheld might be okay, because handheld is working with a different methodology. Right?
What I'm saying,
because it has the
Erevin.
It has the Erevin, it might also work. It's not so pashut. Might work in Medina, but we might be makbid because they know that they're being the heir of the. It's a shtickle shayla. That's not a good hour. That's a good hour, actually. That's a chumrish of a chumrish of a. That's I just wanted to get famous with that. But that's so now we're at the chuppah.
It's
an easy thing. They just they fixed it. Yeah, it wasn't such a big deal. Right? Just the camera guy wasn't so bad. But fine. But we'll get to him in a minute. Fine. Zakapanim, they come down. The minig is that the kala goes around with the mothers seven times.
Outside and inside the chuppah.
That again, all those things I'm not going to go into so much. But that the minig is nowadays. That's the minig certainly of the Yerpesh Eden. Is that you're supposed to have the chuppah outside? Is it worth machlekes? I'm not getting involved right now. But that's something that I want to go more on the things that involve you guys. What involves you? That doesn't involve you. The kala goes around you, right? People are davening for everybody else in the world, which is very important. Don't get me wrong. You're supposed to daven for yourself also. Don't forget that. Daven for yourself. You have a shalom bayis. You have a Torah dikka house. You have a simcha dikka house. Fine. But daven for other people. That's it. Fine. So she walks around you counterclockwise. And she's supposed to walk around seven times. Right? Usually, if the Masada is not counting, it's about 700 times. Right? And there's like time number 835. Right? You know that speedometer is still broken. Right? I go around broken. And the camera guy's like, no. It's fine. I'm up to three. And the poor guy's singing, hey, and he's got a white beard now. It's terrible. So that's the Masada Kedushin's job, or Shach used to say. It's his job to count. That's his job. He's supposed to be counting also. Number two. Now let's go to the fun stuff. Okay, you get to the chuppah. At the chuppah, this is the one thing that people don't realize, right? The Masada Kedushin, right? He's a bona fide shliach. He is being mighty you in the brachas that you're supposed to be making. Right? But we're afraid, said the Paiskim, that you're such a dreadful Amaretz that you're going to mess up the brachas. Right? You're going to get up there and you're going to say, Ay Baruch, Atcha Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Amaretz Ilechem in Aretz. Could you imagine what happened? She would go, Oy Vey! And she would leave in the middle of the chuppah. And according to some sheets, she's already married because it was already chuppah. Once she's under the chuppah, that's already called the Nesuin and whatever. Frankly, it would be terrible. So therefore, we take, you give the guy, you get up there, so you get him up to Rosh Hashiva, you get him up there, you give him the kais, let him make the brachas for you. So he's being mighty with the brachas. You're being mighty you in the birchas bar pegaf, and you're going to be drinking it, tzadikim loch. You're going to drink a little bit of the wine. Agav, it's good to use white wine because we don't want red wine on the dress. Which Shaimbik Zuchan of the Vach was very machmi on this. If you white wine, he told me, white wine. He wouldn't make the kedushin as this white wine. I don't want them being nervous with red and dust. No, so you have white wine. The Masada makes the bracha. He's being mighty you in the bracha. Have kavanah to be yoytze. Right? That's what your job, number one. Number two is afterward you make the bracha. Shekhanu, bimich boy, shav. Shevanu, ala rayis. I know it by heart now. I was practicing the entire week, right? I had one, my daughter was over here, but my son over here is like, happy, this is so embarrassing. And I was bellowing. That was terrible. But anyway, so the mice, but I know it by heart now. If anybody needs, I have a business card after. Check. About upon him, there's the Masadi makes the brachas. Now listen closely. Usually, this is what I saw by Maya Rebbeim, by Shai Ben Zichron Avracha, is that he would say all of the things that needed to be said to the chassin before the brachas. Because really, after the brachas, when we're going to go straight into the Arayat Mekadeshes, according to some shitas, the Rashi, the Birchas Mitzvahs. So we don't want a mafsik. We want to go now straight into the Arayat Mekadeshes. So all the questions that he has to ask you, he asks now. That's how many Masadri Kedushas I saw about Scheinberg. He'd ask you before the brachas. So for example, muscle. The three major questions you have to ask the chassin in front of the Eidim, that the Kala should hear these questions. Right? What are the questions? Number one, the chassin should say, Atem Eidai Viloy Acher. You're my Eidim and no one else. That's the first thing, because you have one dreadful fellow in the middle of the hall over there, and he's thinking, oh, this is so wonderful, I'm happy to be a witness to this. Right? And this fellow is not a Ganif, he's not a Russia, he's all of the above. Right? And there he is, and he's testimony, it might be a Shiloh. Now, you guys are learning Makis? Oh, you're learning Mimsa Echad, ma'am, Karavi. He's puzzled, he's schnitzel, he's herring, everything, Rabbi Yisai. No, so therefore you say, Atem Eidai V'loy Acher. And sometimes if I'm a Kedushin and I don't like this Eid so much, so then I'm also having Kavanas Eidis. And there's a whole Shaila, if he does puzzle, doesn't puzzle, it's a whole new one that I can't get into right now. Right? But then you say to the Eidim, and this is such a lovely thing. The first time ever I was an Eid at a Kedushin, so I was walking down to be the Eid. They called out my name. And like the first time you ever hear your name in a Chassi, like me? Right? It must be a mistake, right? And you're waiting for them to call it again. Yeah? So there I am walking down, and all of a sudden, Alti or Peshi, as I'm walking up and to go up to the chuppah, he says to me, Do tshuva. Osh. How's he though? I was about to say, why don't you get in the microphone and say it? And then I found out afterward, when I learned a little bit, that no, that's what you're going to be an aide now. So do tshuva, right? You have to push it, you know. So even things benadal chaveray, the place can say, do tshuva in your head, and I'll take care of it afterward. In other words, anything I have to take care of, money things or whatever, do tshuva. On the way up. So that's, you know, some Masadri Kedushin, they're bold enough to tell the aide, right? You know?
You for sure.
Tshuva. You know, you. So, Atem Eidai V'loy Acher. Now, afterward, you tell the chassid, in front of, you say, where's the ring? Right? Where's the ring? Actually, Merdek Maisa, with Rabbi Yankiv, one time, where's the ring? Don't forget to bring the ring to the chassid. Right? So, anyways, there was once a Maisa by Rabbi Yankiv that they forgot the ring inside the hall. Right? So, Rabbi Yankiv said, where's the ring? Right, you tell Rabbi Friedman after the story to Zayda, where's the ring? So they said, the chassan said, they left it inside the hall. So Rabbi Yankiv said, okay, fine. So does anybody have a dime? So a dime. What? Says the dime. No, why not? Says they no, but like the cameraman for sure is not going to allow this. Right? So Rabbi Yankiv says, nobody has a dime. So what about a nickel? Nickel for sure you have. What about nickel? So this already, the father, so they said to Rav Yankov, like, you can't, or whatever, you know. So Rav Yankov said, yeah, but what about Tircha de Tzibura? So the guy ran in to get the ring. So Rav Yankov didn't stop. He said, look, maybe I have one. Right? And he was looking for a dime. The person that was at the chasana told me that the impression was made clear. Afterward, Rav Yankov walked out. He said, Tircha Tzibura is not 1 minute of Tircha Tzibura. Right? It's 300 people here. It's 300 minutes. That was the, you know, that gosh of a godel b'Yisrael and the Indian of a Tircha Tzibura. Okay, so you take out this ring. The ring should have nothing else on it. It should be a plain ring, a perfect circle, plain ring. You take the ring, you in front of the aid, you say these words. You said, this ring, it looks like it's a Shava Peruta. It's at least a Shava Peruta. That's all we need. And he looks at the ring, he says, there's a Shava Peruta. We need to hear that. Then we say, did you buy this ring? We might say, so he's going to say, no, Tati bought it for me. Right? So you're going to say, okay, you need to own it. So here, pick it up, make the kinyan on it. You own this ring now. This is your ring. The Tati bear is standing right there. I'm asking, no problem. I had enough of him anyway. Right? This is, all right, makes a kinyan on the ring. Right? Kinyan yad, he picks up the ring. Now, Rishon Mizalman, he used to take the chassan's hand at this point. And this is after. Now I made the brachas. Now I say this. Now you're going to say, Harei Abagadashas Li, Betabazu Gadas Meshav Yisrael. So now the chassan, he's all eager. He's been waiting for this moment his whole life. Right? Okay, here it is. Okay. I don't want you guys to see I have a ring. But okay. Can I borrow your ring? Okay. So here it is. So the chassan's like this. Here, give me the keys. Come here, Hassan. It's definitely very romantic. I hope Rabbi Stryker's not jealous. Come here. I need somebody else. Come here. Now look at this. Look.
He's British. He's British.
He's also married. Pregnant. Okay, check. Come here. Now look. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to hold the chatzin tan because at this point he's very eager. So you're going to say, Haray at Mikudesh. Not yet! Right? Haray at Mikudesh. So now the chatzin starts saying it, right? So if you wouldn't hold his hand, you know what happens? He starts going like this, right? Right? So you have to hold it. You don't want that. You have first say it. First is Omar, and then is Noson, right? So then you have to say it first, but he's nervous, right? You feel like this, right? So he says it now, Reyat Mekudeshes Li Bitabaz, Mesh of Israel. Now, right hand to right pointer finger. Right? Now I'm gonna tell you the trick now. Your Masadri Kedushin are never gonna tell you this, okay? And you're gonna go like this, right? You're every chassin in the history of the world, right? I'll explain to you my chassin, right? So I take the ring, I'm putting up, now it don't fit. It don't fit. There's no way. That's not the finger she wears it on, right? But she puts it on the right pointer like this. So every chassin since Adam Arishin. Right? All the Mauritian, right? Is sitting there like this. Right? He's trying to get it off. It don't fit! Right? It's like the shoe darting from Cinderella. It's like, hey, you know, he's trying to, it doesn't fit. It's not going to fit, right? If it fits, then you should probably call it off. There's something wrong with the finger. You know? Check. Sit down. There you go. Right? Check. So that's, all right, 1 minute. 1 minute. So now we have, all right, I'm a Kedashesli. Now the.
So what do you do?
Oh, if you're a lefty, so then it doesn't matter. She's always the right finger, the right pointer finger. She doesn't make a difference. You would make the difference. I saw Vilyashiv, it bring down Vilyashiv Taka said, you should do it with your left hand. You're lefty? Eh? Your left hand. You want to practice? We'll talk after.
Wait, so
those villains,
what do you do?
No. That's it. She's going there. Now, Rabbi Say. At that point, you need to know this. I see all that. No. Rabbi Say, you're being machner to the ring. I think you realize that. Rabbi Say, you're being machner her the ring. She is being coin of the ring and being miskadish to you, a kinyan of kedushin. You're getting quite a kinyan. That's the kavanah you have to have. Right? Not that the masada kedushin should do everything and you're thinking about the dancing. Right? This is what you're thinking. You're doing something now, Rabbi Yisai. Then afterward, he says, mazel tov mikudeshes. A good masada kedushin gives a geshmak a bracha right now at that point. Now afterward comes the reading of the ksuva, which is really the most important ksuva, but between us, it's like the least thing that's going on at the chasana. Because all it's doing is to spalt, is to split up the two parts, especially in a chutzlartz chasana, that the kinyan was made already in the chasana teaching, you just push it reading, right? But you got to get someone that knows Aramaic. Because otherwise it becomes great sabushes. Here's this guy going, help me, why did you do this to me? Not in this world, not in the next. So you make sure, that's why it became the minig that you give the ksuva to a chashuv dude, because he knows how to read Aramaic, right? The more chashuv he is, as well as the chuppah, with Moshe Shapiro. Moshe Shapiro is a great man, right? I never saw anything like it. it was a sight to see. Right? I was like, no way. And he read every single word. Right? In the middle, he corrected it. No, it's a mistake. Sorry. I'll go upon him. Afterward, the brachas. The brachas is very important. You are not mutter permitted to your wife. She's not married to you. She's married in lawfully, but she's not permitted unless you have these brachas. That means you have to be mekaven to the brachas too. Mekaven to the bray priyak offen. They're going to drink you. They're going to feed you a little bit of the grape juice there also. A little bit of wine, right? The white wine we spoke about. This is important to know. This is a very impressive chasin. I hope it doesn't happen to you, but it's a very impressive chasin. All right? If they mess up the first two brachas, right? And this happened to me once at a chuppah. I wasn't the mesader, but it happened at a chuppah once. I was in a taka, and they messed up the first. Every bracha in the sheva brachas is not ma'ak of the order. Now, if you say by mistake, let's say this is this guy. This is his chance. He wanted to do the bracha achrita always. Right? You gave him sois tassis. He gets up there. Ay baruch. What? Hashem. Ay Hashem. What? What's What are you doing? Right? And he's like, and he won't stop. You can't stop the guy. This is his chance, right? So the halacha is, it's good, right? It's good, right? It's good. No shayla. No shayla. The only thing is, the order is not makif. There's one bracha where the order is makif. One bracha. And it's even that. Even the last one, first, doesn't matter. There's one bracha where it's makif. Yotzer Adam. And what's it? Asher Yotzer Bitzalmoy. Those two, the first two brachas, basically. If you say the second one before the first, now, to make a long story short, the cheshvan is it's two parts of the tzira of the bria. That first Hashem was Yotzer Adam. And then he was Yaitzer, Adam and Chava. You have to take a look in the brachas and Rashi and Ksuvis and Davches. But the point is that once we have the second Yetzirah, when Hashem split off Adam from Chava, so then included in that, Beheklet is the first Yetzirah. So therefore, if you said it in order, good, says Rav Moshe. If you didn't say it in order, so then you're covered with the second bracha, you don't now have to make over the first bracha. So that is a very impressive chassin. So this happened at this chuppah, and the Masada Kedushin, right, he's actually, I'm quite close to him, so he said to me, no, what do you think? So I told him, no, it's Rav Moshe, they messed up the first, and that's a very common bracha to mess up. Because Yaitzer, Xer Shava. You understand? The guy messes up, Yaitzer. Right? But I imagine the chassin in the middle of the chuppah pipes up, they messed up the, you know, any of the brachas. It's absurd. It's Beseder, don't do it, because the Chalas Kedushin will give you like one of those. But if you see that the Masada Kedushin doesn't know what's going on, so then just tell him it's Okay, I'm going to put him. That's.
What's
this
do?
What? No, so then. Oh, so Agav, this chup, it was Gevaldik. I said, that's it, they lost the bracha. They lost the bracha, right? So this is terrible. They lost the bracha, so the. It was Mamish terrible. There were four reactions over there. Right? This is one of the greater stories. The fathers are like, oh my goodness, what's going to be with the kibbutim? He's your mess up, you know. He's your chacham, not ours, right? And then you have to get the shayla with the kibbutim, right? The mothers, what are they complain, right? Oy vey, it's nishmazeldik. Oy vey, it's nishmazeldik. Oy vey, 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 right? And then you have the third reaction over there is you have like somebody pipes up. Wait, oh my goodness, what's going to be with the video, right? So then all of a sudden, Callus gets in. I was like, no, that's okay. Right? Why? Because all you need. It's like if you had a previous daughter that got married or something, so we'll take the, we'll Photoshop crop, what's it called? Photoshop, right? And we'll just put this, just make sure that gadol is still alive, right? And we'll put him on. Now, I said this as a joke because it was getting very hectic up there. They were talking about what to do with the kibbutim now, and the mothers are talking about the shmazik, and all of a sudden you see the camera began like this, going like this. No shayla, avada. Don't worry about it. Done. Anyways, we're doing that. We didn't like this guy in the first place. No. Terrible. But anyways, afterward, the minig of unzere Ashkenazim, our minig is that we break the glass in Yerushalayim. It's not like this. But the minig of the world is that they break the glass at the end, right? Before you break the glass, the chassin should say the words in Mishkachech. That the people, he should say the words himself. He could sing it together if he wants with the singer darten. He should say Yishkech. Then, this is the last time, Rabbi Isai, you put your foot down in the rest of your life. That's it. And you break the glass. Now, at this point, you go to the chuppah. Some do hold the kala's hand. Some don't hold the kala's hand. Not telling them and hug him, right? You know, they want to answer Yashiv. Yashiv said, Abaheima Gassus nickname Bishicha, but Nishta Freud, you know. But the minute is here. The minute is here, though. Yeah. The minute is here. I don't know. The minute is here. I think most of your Abaheim probably did. I mean, that's the mice of the minute. And now, at the Yichud room, that's also a Kenyan chuppah. So the aide comes in and he checks. He has this new belt there. Right, opens up the door over there. Right? What's in here? You know, he's looking around. Right? You have to make sure there's somebody, you know, gotcha. And he has to make sure there's nothing going on there. Rav Scheinberg used to tell me 6 minutes you have to be locked in there. Right? Others are make go 5 minutes or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Right? And then you're married. Mazel tov. Don't forget to eat at the chasana. Because at the chasana, you have to wash. Because otherwise, they can't have Shevra. You're all busy dancing over there. When you come in, you become the king all of a sudden. Right? So, no tachanun for the entire year. But make sure you wash. Good job.